Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the St. Louis Cardinals and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Cardinals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Joe Cunningham. Batting second. The center fielder, Kurt Flood. Batting third. The first baseman, Stan Musial. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Ken Boyer. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Bob Niemann. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Daryl Spencer. Batting seventh. The catcher, Hal Smith. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Alex Gramas. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Frank Barnes. Pitching for the St. Louis Cardinals, Frank Barnes. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Richie Ashburn. Batting second. The right fielder, Bob Will. Batting third. The first baseman, Ed Bauschi. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Ernie Banks. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Frank Thomas. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Walt Morin. Batting seventh. The catcher, Sammy Taylor. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Jerry Kindle. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dick Ellsworth. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Dick Ellsworth. And now, play ball. Joe Cunningham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cunningham hits a fly ball into left field. Morin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flood hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Ellsworth fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Stan Musial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musial hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer takes first base on ball four. Musial moves to second. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Banks fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cardinals nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashburn takes first base on ball four. Bob Will is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Will hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Spencer fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Ed Bauschi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauschi hits a line drive into left field. Niemann picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Niemann. Bauschi moves to second. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks takes first base on ball four. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cardinals nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Daryl Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hal Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Taylor for a passed ball. Spencer moves to third. Hal Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a pop-up towards third. Thomas settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Alex Gramas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gramas hits a fly ball towards right. Will catches it and throws to home to double up Spencer. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Cardinals nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin takes first base on ball 4. Sammy Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Morin moves to second. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boyer fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Morin moves to third. Two outs. Dick Ellsworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellsworth hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boyer fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cardinals nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Frank Barnes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barnes takes first base on ball 4. Joe Cunningham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cunningham is 0 for 1 in the game. Cunningham hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Kindle settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flood is 0 for 1 in the game. Flood hits a line drive towards short. Banks reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Stan Musial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musial is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Musial is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cardinals nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashburn is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Ashburn takes first base on ball 4. Bob Will is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Will is 0 for 1 in the game. Will hits a ball on the ground for an out. Ashburn moves to second. One out. Ed Bauschi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauschi is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Bauschi is called out on strikes. Two outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Banks hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Spencer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cardinals nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Boyer is called out on strikes. One out. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 0 for 1 in the game. Niemann strikes out. Two outs. Daryl Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Spencer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cardinals nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 1 in the game. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Grammas misplays the ball. That's an error on Grammas. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Morin hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Thomas moves to third. Sammy Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Taylor takes first base on ball 4. Morin moves to second. Ernie Broglio now pitching. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle is 0 for 1 in the game. Kindle hits a fly ball into center field. Flood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Thomas tags and scores. That run is unearned. One out. It's 1-0, Cubs. Dick Ellsworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellsworth is 0-for-1 in the game. Ellsworth bunts towards first. Mutual scoops it up and throws to first, with Spencer covering, for the out. Morin moves to third. Taylor moves to second. Two outs. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashburn is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Ashburn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Grama scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Hal Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-1 in the game. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards third. Thomas fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Alex Grammas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grammas is 0-for-1 in the game. Grammas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ernie Broglio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Broglio hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bob Will is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Will is 0-for-2 in the game. Will hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Niemann. Will reaches second base with a double. Ed Bauschi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauschi is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bauschi hits a fly ball into left field. Niemann settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Banks is hit by the pitch. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-2 in the game. Thomas hits a pop-up towards short. Grama settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Morin hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Will scores. Banks moves to third. It's 2-0, Cubs. Sammy Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Taylor takes first base on ball 4. Morin moves to second. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Kindle hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Banks scores. Morin scores. Taylor moves to third. It's 4-0, Cubs. Dick Ellsworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellsworth is 0-for-1 in the game. Ellsworth takes first base on ball 4. Kindle moves to second. Marshall Bridges now pitching. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashburn is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Ashburn hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Grammas fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Joe Cunningham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cunningham is 0-for-2 in the game. Cunningham hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flood is 0-for-2 in the game. Flood hits a fly ball into left field. Morin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Stan Musial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musial is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Musial hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kendall fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Boyer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bob Will is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Will is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Will hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bridges fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ed Bauschi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauschi is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bauschi is called out on strikes. Two outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Banks hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-3 in the game. Thomas hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Spencer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Don Zimmer now playing third base. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 0-for-2 in the game. Niemann hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Taylor fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Darryl Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Spencer hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hal Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-2 in the game. Smith strikes out. Two outs. Alex Grammas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grammas is 0-for-2 in the game. Grammas hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Spencer moves to second. Dick Gray pinch hits for Marshall Bridges. Dick Gray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gray takes first base on ball 4. Spencer moves to third. Grammas moves to second. Joe Cunningham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cunningham is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Cunningham hits a fly ball into left field. Morin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bob Dulaba now pitching. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Morin hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Boyer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sammy Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and two walks. Taylor hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Taylor. The throw from Smith and he is out, Spencer applying the tag. Two outs. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got three RBIs. Kindle hits a line drive into center field. Flood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flood is 0-for-3 in the game. Flood hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Seth Moorhead now pitching. Stan Musial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musial is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Mutual hits a fly ball into left field. Morin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Boyer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Seth Moorhead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moorhead hits a ball on the ground towards short. Grama scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashburn is 0 for 2 in the game. With two walks. Ashburn hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bob Will is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Will is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. Will hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ashburn moves to second. Ed Bauschi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauschi is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Bauschi strikes out. Two outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Banks takes first base on ball 4. Ashburn moves to third. Will moves to second. Don Zimmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zimmer hits a fly ball into right field. Cunningham settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 0 for 3 in the game. Niemann hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kindle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Daryl Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Spencer takes first base on ball 4. Hal Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 3 in the game. Smith strikes out. Two outs. Alex Grammas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grammas is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Grammas hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kindle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 4, and St. Louis Cardinals, 0. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.